Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here with another in our roundtable series, and we're talking about a real rich area of growth, I think, for Certainty Advice, SMEs, small, medium enterprises. For a whole host of reasons, the complexity of an SME is both in their personal lives and their business lives really makes itself perfect for Certainty Advice. We're talking today with Justin Mulcahy from Intrinsic Wealth down in the Southern Tablelands of Sydney. And in fact, he started Certainty Advice only 3 months ago, and with explicit focus on having the tools and the frameworks and the support to tackle SMEs. His first SME client, $40,000 for 6 months worth of work, and he's got more and more lined up. Here's his story. The beauty of SMEs is you've actually, you're advising not only on potentially the individual plans of the founders, but you're also providing of the plans of the business. And they are very, very different, even if it's a sole entity business. And so generally SMEs, by their very nature, whether that's, as we're saying before, various stages of development, where they're up to, there's a high level of complexity that comes and goes in their lives, far more than actually in the personal lives. We obviously have to go into our SME work with an SME map, some sort of certainty map, where we are gathering specifically what are those ambitions, what are those complexities that are holding back an SME. Again, for those who may not have seen this before, certainty map for SMEs is different to the certainty map for non-SME clients when we're dealing with people from a personal perspective, but it's exactly the same structure. We still want to understand what's fundamental from an SME, i.e. profit, cash flows, growth, et cetera. Then we want to understand the aspirations, we want to understand the complexities and the significance of achieving those complexities. Looking at an SME where you've got ownership and management, and then you've got front office and back office in terms of the operation of the business, whether it's an accounting firm, an architectural firm, this separation of ownership and execution is really vital. So quite often the SME owner is both managing the business and owning the business. And this is where the vital role of supporting business planning comes in, because we see the role of Certainty Advice being in between this separating what's the plan, what's the owner's plan, what are we trying to get out of this thing, why are we working so hard every day, and getting them out of the day-to-day melee of the debtors and the creditors and the getting the business and hiring the team and doing all the things that they then do with their team. So we don't need to be a subject matter expert for architectural firms or for farmers, but we need to be is a subject matter expert on a plan. I'm highlighting you initially, Justin, on this because you've come straight out of the block. How long have we been working together now for?
3 months.
In 3 months. And you've gone straight to the top and you're taking this mainly to SME owners. Is that right?
Yeah, mainly to SME owners. Obviously, we've worked before in the past, 10 years ago, and that was mainly to retail clients. We've progressed since then, and really wanted to focus on the SME path because they're the clients we're seeing more of, and just didn't want to focus on just purely the self-managed super fund or their personal stuff. We kind of found that their business is their baby, and that was, most important to them.
So you, to me, represent sort of a new breed of Certainty Advisor coming through. You've got a base already with the traditional insurance and investments and stock and shares and traders and structures, but your interest in Certainty Advice has started because you want to actually delve further and further into the SME opportunities within your base. Where did your SMEs come from? Was this just mates of yours or contacts or through alliances?
Yeah, a bit of both. Through alliances and accounting firms that I've been working with for a long period of time.
Okay, so I think a lot of people then said they have clients with SMEs, but they haven't taken that next step to get into the SME. So what's your advice to them?
Oh, I think it's just a natural progression towards talking about it. You can't get away with not talking about their business if you're already dealing with them and they've got a small business or a medium-sized business. And really, they're wanting advice on that area of their business. And if you're sitting there going, I can't help you out, well, I think you're going to lose them, or they're just going to switch off.
And so what was your first step?
We sat down and we did our discovery meeting, but with the SME discovery map, it was pretty straightforward when you said, look, we're focusing on the business.
And just give us a quick profile again of this first client you took it to.
I went to school with one of the owners and we played rugby together. And so we've got a pretty good relationship and always talking about business and doing little bits and pieces here and there. And he's into biodynamic fertilizers. That's kind of a bit of an area that I'm interested in being a farmer myself. And so there was obviously a bit of a click going on already. There was a couple of areas that they were looking into that their accountant couldn't help them with. And I said, well, let's just sit down and talk about it.
But how then did you get introduced to the other directors in the organization? How did that come about and being positioned from being a friend to now being a business advisor? How did that work?
Oh, I think it was easy because the other partner, I didn't know him. I heard of him, but never spoken to him or seen him or whatever. And the introduction was just purely, round table meeting and just straight into not talking about any retail or personal stuff. It was just straight onto the business.
Okay.
So you
hadn't met the other partners. No. It was just one other partner?
Yeah.
You hadn't met the other partner. You walked in, set up a meeting, and you pulled out a certainty map and started asking the questions on a SME certainty map.
We had a little meeting before we did that. A little dinner. Yeah, and just progress from there, obviously, with your help to get to the next level and the next stage. Obviously, the questioning around an SME. So that was where we just had to do our homework on that before we sat down and did the actual discovery meeting.
And what do you mean by that? What was the homework you had to do?
You know, we're not talking about their husband and wife situation. We're talking about the partners and what they want to get out of the next couple of years.
And why do they start talking to you? Is it because they had a big issue coming up or they just wanted to be better managed, or is there a succession issue? Was there a particular situation about to happen to the firm that they needed to get a plan, or is it just this seems like a good time, let's do it?
Yeah, there was talks of a buyout from businesses that buy off them for fertilizers. So there was talk about valuations and all that type of stuff, and that's kind of where it kick started. Obviously, having a direct equities background and doing valuations, well, I kind of see a bit of a mirror image of that with an SME. But subsequently, they didn't go down that path for other reasons. But plenty of planning and advice that is required over the next 6 to 12 months.
So in fact, the instance which they thought they might need to get a plan in place has since evaporated, but yes. They're still obviously engaging you for this business planning support?
Yes. Yeah, they're going to a next level in their business and their accountant is not able to look forward.
So the accountant, they've obviously had an accountant before you came along, and the accountant's quite happy with the role that you're playing.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyone listening to this now, they're saying, well, what are you doing for them? Like, why are they paying your fee? And what is your fee?
I think it's $40,000 for 6 months work. We'll see how we're going after the 6 month period. And some of the guys out there might think that these three action items are pretty minuscule in the scheme of things. But for these clients, they don't think it is, and they paid the fee for it. So we're looking at advice around structuring, buying land and building property on that land and using superannuation money to do that and using other trust structures to do that. That's the first point of call. The second point of call is looking at buy-sell agreements for the business. And the third action item is just setting up a family office for this business.
Have you gone into the personal side with each of them? Have you sat down with them and their special others or significant others in their lives?
Yeah, so we've done the discovery meeting for the two directors individually and their wives.
Okay.
So that's been conducted as well, yeah.
And do you see, is the $40,000 enough or is it about right, or do you see extra scope coming out of this?
We'll find out.
So James Sally's asking, how'd you get the fee? I think James is answering that. We actually had a bigger fee than that and we sort of came back a bit. Is that fair to say, Justin?
Yeah, I think the bigger fee was... I think the guys thought maybe this is a 6 month project.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, it probably is. We'll try and get it done. And they're looking at, but they want me on as their board of advice. So as a minimum, we're looking at charging $2,000 a month for that board of advice. So that kind of was taken into consideration as well.
Yeah. So Justin, Greg's had a question for you. How did you approach the conversations with the accountant? You know, it sounds like it was pretty easy conversation for you to slip in and play that role.
But I've known him for 15 years. As I said, he's happy to be all retrospective on advice, and he's happy for me to take over.
And how many people you got supporting you in this? Like, if you got a, how big's your team?
There's only two of us.
Okay, so you don't have to be big to do this.
I don't think so.
And I take it, Justin, that now there's quite a few jobs that are lining up of a similar nature. How are you going to cope with that?
I definitely need an admin person sitting with me, particularly in the discovery meetings, I think. Like, I don't want to go out and employ a stack of people now just to, because of this influx of new business and business that I've never done before. There's no way I'll be, you know, taking that risk on.
What's the picture 2-3 years' time? You know, what does the business look like? You've got 5 or 6 or 10 of these big contracts, or is it going to have a mix, you think, 50-50 between what you have been doing and this sort of work?
Look, I hope it's 50-50.
And is there enough, anyone listening to this, is there enough SMEs out there needing people like you?
Yeah, definitely. That's where the boom is. And I think they'll pay, they're happy to pay for it. If it's, you know, if it's their baby, you know, they want this thing to really kickstart for them, they'll pay whatever you put down on the table if they believe in you and if they trust what you're saying is correct.
Well, there you go. Justin Mokai from Intrinsic Wealth. And as Justin said, he's quite happy to reach, to take any calls or queries from certainly advice community about their own next step. So it is just that. It's about taking a step. If you've got clients that are running SMEs, or you're thinking about supporting the SMEs, the first step is understanding why does it make sense for us to work together, and that's in fact what the Certainty Map is built for, the SME Certainty Map. If you're having queries about it, reach out. Keen to help you make those steps with the Certainty Map SME. The accountants, the traditional accountants are so busy, I think as Justin's saying, just doing their own work, which they've already got, they don't have the time wherewithal usually to step into this space. Justin found that there's no issue at all, in fact, supporting from the accountant and the existing business networks in barrel for what he's about to do. That may not always be the case, but it's not the issue. The world is way big enough for the opportunities. And I think that's what it's all about. There are huge growth opportunities in the SME space. So if this or any other session we're running is raising any questions or needing any support or tools about what your next steps are, please don't hesitate to reach out, because these are the best of times to be offering SMEs as much certainty as possible as they try to separate their business lives and their personal lives to achieve whatever it is that's important to them and overcome whatever is hindering them in both their lives. Take care. It'd be great to get your feedback.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.